Thank you, Mr. Mike Riesch, for introducing our topic, roofing. And we'll take any question. If you've got a burning question on anything, go ahead and give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. But we in particular want to go into the details of roofing because we're entering that time of year. Hopefully we're entering that time of year in the deserts of Arizona, in the high country of Arizona, where we have the monsoon season, where the most important component of your entire house, the roof, is exposed to some of the hardest conditions it's going to be experiencing all year long. We've got Pat Overson, owner of Overson Roofing, along with his general manager, Mr. Tracy Wallace, joining us here in studio. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Roofing has sure evolved over the years in the time I've been in the business, that's for sure.
And you were talking off the air about underlayments.
Yeah.
And all of our roofers, if you got an estimate from every single one of them, may have a different underlayment suggestion. there's that many options and that many, you know, there may not be a right and wrong way to do it. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Let's just talk through tile roof. Probably one of the most
common, one of the more common for sure.
You think there's more tile or more asphalt?
I believe there's more tile within the last 15 to 20 years. A lot of the asphalt, old three-tab, 20-year shingles still out there today, surprisingly.
And that tile roof is not your waterproofing membrane. That's not...
Tile roof is your cosmetic aspect of the roof system, along with the UV protection for the underlayment.
And the underlayment is your water protection
barrier.
That
is your waterproofing.
And when these roofs were installed 20 years ago, the standard was...
A 30-pound underlayment.
A 30-pound felt.
Felt, which is a petroleum oil and cotton-based product.
And you usually overlapped it half on itself.
Standard was about a 2 to 4 inch overlap from one sheet to the next.
And now you have how many options today?
50 plus. So.
And I don't think people realize when they're getting quotes for replacing, because a lot of that time you were replacing the tile roof, the roofing contractor is actually trying to salvage most of the tile, and we're just trying to get a new underlayment down, right? As best you can.
That's exactly right. The waterproofing membrane, like you say, is the underlayment. And so the tile itself can last 50 years upwards. And so people were kind of misinformed 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when they got a tile roof, and they thought they had a lifetime roof, and they thought they'd never have problems with it. The tile itself will last the 50 years, but the underlayment, it wears out in 15 to 25 years, average being about 20 years. You're probably looking at taking off all the old tile, stacking it up where on the roof, and then putting on new tile felt underlayment. And there's lots of options there. There's the asphalt products, there's synthetics, there's rubberized products. We like to use a rubberized product, which is kind of a lot. It's called SBS 40-pound underlayment. And it has a fiberglass mat, and that fiberglass mat, the advantage to that is that it won't curl up after, you know how the 30-pound felt, it kind of curls up after it gets wet. It's kind of like that cardboard in your backyard. You see it get wet, and it curls up. And so as the asphaltines get burned out of the asphalt 30-pound, then that bottom part curls up, and when it curls up, that's when the water kind of goes up and over the curl and underneath, and you have a leak.
And you can find, I mean, you can determine that your roof is about ready to need a new underlayment when you've hit that 20 years or when you've incurred a leak. But what are some of the other, when y'all are called out to look at a job, what visuals, what are you looking at to determine if that underlayment, can you see enough of the underlayment to kind of come to some conclusions?
No, you will not see it visually. It's all covered by the concrete tiles. For a homeowner, one of the most important aspects for visual inspection is look for loose tiles, tiles that have slid loose, flashings that have blown up, tiles hanging off or the windstorm has lifted them and shifted them to the side. At that point, you definitely need to have a professional come out and take a look at it.
Because many of those tiles aren't secured.
No, code is, three tiles in from the bottom, three from the top, three from the side.
So only the three rows... on the edges are tied in. The rest are just...
The rest are locked in place the way they interlock together.
But nothing bolting them to the roof.
No. No, they are actually nailed into a wood batten or nailed into the deck themselves.
And the reason I never wanted to become a roofer was because of tile roofs. When someone's got a leak, I'm like, well, how do you?
Process of elimination.
It's all underneath the tile. I don't want to get up here and move all these tiles. And if it's an extremely brittle roof, you know, walking around up there, and it doesn't matter if it's tile or asphalt, if it's been up there a long time and it's brittle, just walking around, you could potentially step on something that's just got dry enough that it cracks and creates a new problem you don't know about till the next rain.
Yes. That's there are certain tiles out there that even as professionals, we do not walk on. Clay tiles, sandcast tiles, Spanish tiles.
It's a beautiful look, but it is I only recommend it for like casitas.
Yes. Yes. But a concrete roof, you know, as a professional, we're trained to properly walk on those tile roofs. And we, with a trained eye, you know what sections to look for to investigate and determine where the leak is coming from.
Generally speaking, your leaks are coming in a valley or around protrusions or where another roof, like a flat roof, meets your tile roof. That's generally speaking where you find your leaks. And like you say, the best thing to do is remove the tile itself and get down to the underlayment and look at it. It's kind of like your car. You know, you can't look at your car and tell if the engine's running. You have to open the hood and get underneath the tile and look at the tile underlayment and see where the problem is. And then you can fix it from there.
Now, if y'all installed the perfect roof, what would that be? And you probably both have a different opinion on that. What is your perfect roof, Pat?
Well, I like the idea of the heavy-duty modified underlayment. They have a modified rubber roof that's a 90-pound, and you put that down on half laps. And so each one would overlap the other one by half. And to me, that's like a bulletproof roof. I think it might last. It has the granules on it. It kind of looks like a 90-pound roll roofing, only it's modified rubber and fiberglass-based. And that underneath, I think that will even last as long as the tile.
And you said it's got granular, so it's your finished product as well.
It's a finished product like you see on a flat roof, yes.
For a vertical application?
Yes.
On a pitched roof?
And you go ahead and it has a peel and stick feature, kind of like a Band-Aid. You peel off the back of it, and you stick it right directly to the plywood, and therefore it doesn't move around.
And do you heat that? Do you need to torch heat the... Or just
no,
stick?
The peel and stick, you don't have torch heat. There is such a thing as a torch down product, and that torch down product, you can torch it down, or on a tile roof, you can just nail it down on half laps, and that works too. That's a good product to put down, a torch down, and you can nail it in place. So like you say, there's lots of ways to go on this.
And Mr. Tracy Wallace, your ideal roof?
Pretty much the same as far as the underlayment would be one of the SBS products. Granular cap, and then a elevated wood batten system to help hold the tile up off the underlayment for better water flow.
I've never done it for the cost, but I've always loved metal roofs.
Yes. Yes, metal roofs, aesthetically, they're just absolutely beautiful. Proper standing seam metal roof is a great roof protection that's going to give you protection for a long time.
The only problem with metal roof is the cost. You know, all roofing has its different price points, and shingles being on a steep slope roof, on a pitched roof, would probably be your least expensive roof. Then your cement tile would probably be right there. But your clay tile roofs and your standing seam metal roofs are about the same price. So those are the higher end roofs. So be prepared to spend a few more dollars, but it should last 50 or more years.
How often are y'all putting wood shakes up?
Not very much anymore.
Good.
Yeah, they do have fire retardant shakes now that are actually dipped in a kiln and treated, and you can put them on, but they're also expensive and still, in my opinion, kind of a fire hazard.
Well, in many cases, your insurance could deter you from doing that too. A lot of insurance carriers won't insure a shake roof. I don't know if this new fire retardant has changed that for some of them, but I know for many years, people couldn't get their home insured. They had to change out the shake to something else when it was time to re-roof.
That is true. And the cement tile manufacturers have now come up with several products that imitate the shake look. They have a brushed finish on a flat tile, and they even have the similar colors as a shake roof after it's been applied. So that might be a good option if you want to go with that shake look, but you can do it with a cement tile.
And on that perfect roof, how many skylights do you put in there? How many plumbing vent excursions do you put in there? How many roof-mounted air conditioning units do you put on there?
As few as possible as far as roofers are concerned. But, of course, homeowners will want the light, and we can seal properly around those. We can flash them correctly. The problem is when you get somebody else that puts them in, like maybe an installer that does skylights or an installer that does just a framer, mm-hmm. they may not understand the proper way to flash a tile roof. You need the channel metal on the sides instead of just an L metal or a 90-degree metal. So the channel metal, the water is able to go in there and channel down off the sides.
The proper installation.
Correct.
We're here at Talking Roofs with Pat Overson of Overson Roofing and his general manager, Tracy Wallace. If you'd like to join the conversation or talk through a roofing dilemma you've experienced or are wondering about, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We're talking slope roofs right now. And, of course, you were taking us through the steps. The three-tab shingle is where your roofing costs start. It sure has been an old standby for a lot of years. You can get a three-tab properly installed. It can give you a lot of good years of use for a pretty reasonable price.
We still like the shingles. We think they're a good product. Back when I started in the 70s, we were using the three-tab shingles that didn't even have seal strips, and so a good wind would come up and blow them all off. But later on, they came out with the little seal tabs, and so they actually seal to each other. And they have less problem blowing off. And back then, they're a cardboard-based shingle, or we call them a rag shingle.
Right.
Rags mixed
right.
with cardboard, and then they impregnate with asphalt and put granules on it. And then later on, they came out with the ones without the shadow lines, without the slots. You need to go.
Well, we're moving to a break.
Okay.
Sorry, that sign language wasn't for you.
Okay,
we'll be back right after this.